We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and we're chatting today with Kevin Ingram, president out at Manhattan Christian College. He joins us in the studio. School year getting set here in about a month. August 23rd is the first day of classes, and students will be moving in there a little bit before then. What else do you have coming up this fall?
Well, for one, let me just throw in this quick commercial. You know, it's not too late to enroll. Our classes don't start, as I said, till August 23rd, and that's both our traditional classes and our online program. And so people can reach out to our admissions teams at admit@mccks.edu, admit@mccks.edu to talk to an admissions counselor. We'd love to have them in either of our programs. And so it's not too late. Let me throw that commercial in. And then we do start our fall events, and we've had a lot of events that have been in place for many, many years, like our Golf Classic. Will be Friday, September 24th, and it's the 22nd year that we've had it. And we encourage people to be a part of that. It's going to be a great day, as we've always had, and in partnership with Howie's Trash Service. They've been our leading sponsor since the beginning for 22 years, and we're thankful for their sponsorship. But we would love to have people come out and play. It's $150 to play, and you know, with that you get some range balls, the golf, you get lunch, you get a lot of treats. We give away a goodie bag that everybody enjoys some things, and we would enjoy everybody being a part of that day. We'll start at 9 a.m. with a shotgun start, and just come out and enjoy the fellowship. The last few years we've had incredible weather, and of course we always get the compliment that, you know, we must have an inside source to get great weather for our golf tournament. But, we've also had some tough weather days. I remember the first year it was 42 degrees, and we had golfers quitting at noon. So halfway through, it was so cold. But love to have them come. They'll also be a sponsor if they would consider that. And that information is on our website, www.mccks.edu. And just love to have people come out and join us. And then the day before is also an important day for us, because for 19 of those 22 years, we've also tied in together an annual leadership breakfast. And the purpose behind this is really twofold. For one, it's a way for us to say thank you to the community. As K-State, Manhattan Area Technical College, and even I'm sure USD 383, we all realize how special it is to live in a city like Manhattan, Kansas, for one. For two, how much the community supports what we do, like for our golf tournament. And this is a way for us to say, MCC to say, we appreciate you and we thank you. And MCC's mission statement is to educate, equip, and enrich Christian leaders. And so we're about leadership. And so we developed this leadership breakfast, and it's a free breakfast, Thursday, September 23rd, 7:30 to 8:30. And the theme this year is Lead, Don't Boss. With an underlying theme of building synergy for a winning team. And the speaker this year happens to be a really good friend of mine. It's Greg Rowden. He lives in Searcy, Arkansas. Greg is a franchisee of both Sonic Restaurants and Slim Chickens Restaurant, which is a new brand that's come out in America the last 5 to 8 years. And Greg has it does so well in this that he's been honored by Sonic Corporate with their largest award. And then secondly, as he has started these Slim Chickens franchisees with his sons, two of their stores, and they've only been in this a couple of years, are the two leading stores in the chain in the nation. And part of that, I believe, is due to Greg's leadership. He is one of the most personable, likable guys I've ever met, and I think he epitomizes this theme. He doesn't lead. He leads. He doesn't boss, and he does it by example, and really probably one of the greatest ones I could ever see. One day I was in town with him in Arkansas, and we stopped by one of his Sonic stores, and while we were in there, I was talking to his son who managed the store. He immediately went over, picked up tickets, and started filling drink orders. I mean, that's just the kind of guy he is. He's not going to come in and boss people around. He's going to do whatever needs to be done. He picked up trash in the parking lot on the way to his car. And I think people will really enjoy hearing from Greg. It's a free breakfast, an inspiring presentation. We also give a free leadership resource. It started years ago, I think 18 years ago with our speaker. We give away a free book. And it was because he, all of a sudden, we had 125 books show up on campus. We didn't know what they were for. And it was what he wanted to give everybody. So everybody would be able to take a part of that day. And so encourage people Thursday, September 23rd, 7:30 in the morning to join us. And we do need you to RSVP by September 20th so we know how much food to have. So you can RSVP at 785-539-3571 and ask for Jenna. Or you could also go on our website and click on our event tab and Leadership Breakfast and register RSVP online. So great to have everybody be a part of that.
That sounds like a great event. You know, and I must say, I used to work in fast food, and so anyone who leads like that is cool with me, because I've worked with some people that are like that, and I've worked with people that aren't like that.
Yeah, and Greg, you're exactly right. I mean, you can tell the difference in a person, and Greg is just that kind of guy in every aspect of his life. And so I'm really looking forward to hearing him talk. I've heard him talk several times. He's an engaging speaker. He shares from practical experience and just really lives it, is which I love about it. He just doesn't talk it. He lives it. And then just one more that to be aware of is our free Bible class, which we've offered the last fall and spring for many years now. And it's coming up in October, October 4th through November 1st, 5 Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. One of our professors who teaches in our intercultural program is doing the theme disciple making. And just want to put that commercial out there and encourage people to make sure they let us know that they would be attending that. They will be able to either attend in person or online. You know, one of the lessons we learned last year was, yes, it forced us to go online with many of our things and everybody be online, but we also found out last spring when we could open up and have a limited number with social distancing in person, we had some who came in person who said, you know, I prefer to be online. But then it opened up the door for people from all over. I think we had 10 or 11 states of people from all around America who were a part of this, and it's free. And so we'd encourage people to be a part of that. And again, they can check out, click the event tab on our webpage and check some of this out. We would love to have them be a part of that. And you know, it just is a way of us giving back to the community and saying thank you, and to the many partners who support MCC. You know, we can't thank them enough for what they do, because, you know, I say it often, we really only have two sources of revenue, and that is our students and our donors, and we appreciate our donors. And maybe one real quick thing, I know it's been public out there. I think I announced it on KMAN a few months ago. We're still in the process of purchasing Anderson Village, and we hope to have that deal in the next month or two finalized, and are excited about that. And it's going to be a good opportunity, because we owned that land until 85, and to be able to get it back and be able to utilize the resource that's there with that facility already. And people have asked, are you going to tear it down? No, we're leaving it as is. We'll use the apartments for residence hall and leave the first floor retail just as it is, and look forward to having that partnership.
That's going to be a neat deal, it sounds like. And I think that's great when you can come in and do that and not disrupt the business there.
Yeah, we're excited about that. And obviously, there were some plans for a bigger project there a few years ago. And so as a part of this process, we met with the neighborhood, and we had some of the neighbors come. And that was their first question. What are you doing? Are you tearing it down? I'm like, no, we're leaving it as is. And then they all relaxed and went, okay, great. You know, we're good with that. Tell us what you have going on. And so we're excited. You know, it sold my senior year. When I was at MCC, and to be able to gain that land back is something that's important to me personally, but really for the college, it's going to be great to add parking spaces, to add housing, to add income from the first floor retail. It's really going to be a positive thing.
Yeah. People just always jump to the worst case scenario when you do something like that.
Yeah. And no, we're excited about what it can mean for the future.
Sure. Absolutely. As far as the other living facilities there, has there been any updates or upgrades?
No, obviously we spend the summer. Our maintenance crew really spends the summer while the campus is the majority of it empty, you know, really making sure that we've deep cleaned everything, and they've been doing that this summer and fixing anything that they can fix and making sure that the building's ready. And so they've been actively involved in that. We, as a staff, we back in the late 2009, 2010, chose to go to 4-day work weeks in the summer for June and July. And so it's not anything uncommon that if you happen to come in the building on a weekend to pick up something from your office, that there'll be a hallway that's blocked off, you can't walk on because they have stripped it and waxed it and really getting it ready for the fall. And that's been going on, but nothing really from major changes on campus, just preparing for the fall and being clean.
Okay. Well, very good. Again, there's still time to get enrolled, as you mentioned, and probably when we talk to you in September, we'll see kind of what enrollment numbers are looking like.
Yeah, we will. And, you know, it's been a unique year because normally our campus visits are bigger, larger in the fall and smaller in the spring, and they kind of wane off. This year, they slowly ramped up, and April was one of our biggest visit months. And I think some of that was due to we normally go to 42 college fairs in the fall. Last year, there were only 11 of them, and only 5 or 6 of them were in person. And I think it just slowed everything down. And so we'll see. We'll know August 23rd or August 24th what our enrollment's going to be, and we'll talk about it in September.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Dave was mentioned here this morning on the radio, today's National Hot Dog Day. What do you put on your hot dog?
I just simply love maybe a little mayonnaise, a little ketchup, and then I think my wife posted on the Facebook post where he posted that about pickle lily. And pickle lily is a recipe that her grandmother – made, and it's a pickle relish that they make from green tomatoes. And I'll have to be honest, the first time I ever had it was back in, I think, after we got married, and Lisa was working and I was in school, and every day for 2 months I ate a hot dog for lunch. I threw it in the microwave, heated it up, ate it, put the pickle lily on it, and it was so good, and that it's just incredible. And so, yes, that's what I put on my hot dogs. Pretty simple, straightforward, but love that pickle lily.
Now, you mentioned mayo. I've never put mayo on a hot dog. I might have to try that.
You might have to. A little ketchup, a little mayo, a little pickle relish, and it's good to go.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. I'm usually just a ketchup mustard guy. I prefer brats to hot dogs myself.
And I love brats as well.
And I like to put a little bit of, what do you call it? The little white stuff.
Horseradish sauce?
No. The little vegetables.
Sauerkraut.
Well, sauerkraut's good on a hot dog as well. I enjoy sauerkraut, sautéed onions, you know, all the above. But I love just sticking to the basic ketchup, mayo, pickle relish, especially the homemade relish my wife makes.
Okay. I don't know why I couldn't think of sauerkraut. That brain fart.
It's not a word that you use very often. How often do you use sauerkraut in a sentence? Not very often.
Yeah. And I'm the only one in my family who will eat it, so it goes bad really quickly. And it doesn't smell the greatest, but I like the taste of it.
It's good. I like it as well.
All right. Well, duly noted, I'll have to try mayonnaise on a hot dog. Kevin, it's always good to talk to you here, and thanks for the cookies.
You're welcome. Enjoy them.
All right. That's going to wrap up In Focus here today. And thanks to Kevin, thanks to Eric Reed, and also Kurt Herman for joining us here from USD 383. Tomorrow's program is going to include a conversation with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, K-State Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. He's the director out there. And then Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health. Friday, we have Director Butler from the Riley County Police Department joining us, and we'll preview the Pottawatomie County Fair as well. So I'm looking forward to that.